Russia's nuclear threat. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. At a Democratic fundraiser Thursday, President Biden stoked worldwide fears about the potential risk of nuclear Armageddon regarding Russian President Putin's nuclear threat. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's This Week there are no signs that Putin has decided to use nuclear weapons.
We're monitoring this very, very closely. What I can tell you is that through all that process, we just simply haven't seen an indication that Mr. Putin has either made a decision to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine or has done anything to get closer to that decision-making process.
A Russian rocket strike on an apartment building in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, killing at least 13 people. Cities in southwest Florida grieving those who lost their lives from Hurricane Ian's devastation. Fox's Nate Foy reports from Fort Myers, Florida.
Centennial Park in downtown Fort Myers, a memorial to honor those lives lost. So this went up immediately after the hurricane. One of the two men who started this memorial has donated this mural to the city of Fort Myers. There's a table with paint brushes. People have coming up and writing messages on bricks. They're making crosses. Many of these messages are for individuals who lost their lives during Hurricane Ian. Other messages are just for the city of Fort Myers and for all of Southwest Florida.
Hurricane Ian blamed for at least 128 deaths, most of them in Florida. Former President Trump at a rally in Mesa, Arizona Sunday, addressing the crowd about the inflation crisis.
Inflation is costing the typical Arizona family almost $1,000 a month, over $11,000 a year. Household wealth has seen its largest drop ever recorded, ever in the history of our country.
President Biden says the Inflation Reduction Act will help ease the inflation crisis. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The average price of gas in the U.S. is on the rise after dropping for the last several months. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says the recent price rise reversed a pattern of 17 weeks of drops.
We have a jump of 21 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $3.99.
However, while the Biden administration is blaming OPEC's announcement that it is cutting oil production for the rise in prices, Lumberg says the OPEC move is not what it seems because it's a reduction in the target quota and not in actual production, and, according to her, should not have a large impact on price. Lumberg says there are other significant changes which are taking place soon that should have a greater impact.
December brings two other more important oil price factors, and that is the ban on importing Russian oil and products and the price caps on Russian oil.
California remains the state with the highest gas prices, with a record average of $6.40 per gallon. Georgia taking over the number one spot from Alabama in the college football AP poll. The Crimson Tide slipping to number three. Ohio State now at number two. The NASCAR Cup playoffs now down to eight drivers following Sunday's race at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
There's one way to guarantee a spot in the next round of the NASCAR Cup playoffs. Win. Christopher Bell entered overtime in Charlotte in 11th place in the standings, but in second place in the race.
He has done it. He's won his way into the round of eight.
Courtesy NBC Sports, Bell takes the checkered flag and advances. His win, combined with the late move by Chase Briscoe to move up to eighth place, proved costly to the defending Cup champion. Kyle Larson bumped to ninth place in the final laps and is eliminated, along with Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, and Alex Bowman. Four races remain in the season. The third round starts next Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.